You don't have to redeem somebody that was captured, that was kidnapped, more than they're really worth. It's a takana. The Rashi says, because if we're going to pay the ransom money, says it will come out, the goyim will keep on doing this. They'll keep on kidnapping people, and they'll keep on raising the prices. Therefore, it's a tikkun olam, you're not allowed to pay more than she's really worth. So the locker was ein poidim es hashvuin yesra kadeh demeyim. So the diik, ha bechtei demeyim, poidim b'mash from the value that she's really worth, you do have to redeem her. Afagav de pekuna yesra ksubosa. Even though she's worth more than a ksuba is worth. Sometimes, let's say she was a psula, the ksuba is only worth 200. And let's say she herself was worth 400. Says Mashmir, according to Reb Shimon, that the husband has a chiyuv to redeem her, even though she's worth more than the ksuba. As long as they're only asking for the value that she's worth, you have to redeem her. If so, I have a stira, I have a kasha, Reb Shimon. Reminu, I have a kasha, it says, Nishpis, the case where a lady was captured. And the goyim were asking the husband to pay 10 times more than the ksuba is worth. So says Allah here, Pam Rishreina Poida. The first time your wife is caught, you have to redeem her. Mikan Vielach, after that, Rotza Poida, Rotzaina Poida. That's a Tanakama, like we had before. The first time you have a Chiyuv to redeem your wife, and no matter how much money they're asking for her, you have to pay. But after that, if it happened a second time, then it's up to you if you want to gesuntate. If not, you don't have to. We have Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Imhoya Pirkuna Kineged Ksubasa. If the money they're asking for her is the same amount as you would have to pay for a ksuba, then the loch is poida. You have to spend that 200 and be poida. Im Lav, let's say they're asking more than her ksuba is really worth, ain't a poida, you don't have to redeem her. So what's the kasha of Shimon? Before Reb Shimon is a mashma that you have to redeem her as long as they're asking for her value. Even though her value was worth more than the ksuba. And there it says you only have to spend enough money as the ksuba is worth, not more than the ksuba. So it's a stira of Shimon. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel trei kula yislei. He yields two kulas, he goes both ways in the kulas. You never have to spend more than the ksuba is really worth. If they're asking more than $200, for that you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay more than the ksuba is worth. But he says another kula. Let's say she is worth less than a ksuba. She's only worth 100. And if they're asking for 150, that's another kula. You don't have to pay it. You only have to pay as much as she's worth. In other words, you don't pay more than either what she's worth or else what the ksuba is worth. More than that, you don't have to pay. You can go the kula, go lenient both ways. You don't have to pay more than the ksuba is worth. And who are then, if she's not worth as much as the ksuba, you don't have to pay more than she's worth. Both ways you go to kula. That's Reb Shimon Shita. But Allah is like the Tanakama, that the first time you redeem her, and afterwards it's up to you. If you want to, yes, if not, not. Sotik Baita says in the Mishnah, Loksa, if your wife got sick, Allah is chayav lefruasa. Her husband has a chiyuv to pay the doctor bills. You have to pay to get her well. Tana Rabban, word like this. As Allah is Almana Nizoinis Venichsi Yisaimin. An Almana, that's also one of the Tanai Ksubas, that Yisgiv Ksuba, Tanai and Ksuba, that when the husband dies, his wife, the Almana, has the right to be fed from the Nichsi Yisaim, from his Nechasim. The Yisaimim, that Yashin, his Nechasim, they have to support the Almana. Kozuman, she doesn't get married to another husband. So that's the Allah Almana. When she's a widow, is nizoynis minichsi yisaimim, she has a right to collect the food to get the money she needs to live on from the yisaimim. O tzricha refua harei kimizoynis. Let's say she's sick and she has to pay a doctor bill or she has to get medicine. That's also called kimizoynis. She needs it to keep herself alive. Therefore, the yisaimim have to pay her. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, it depends. Refua sheyesh lo kitzva. If there's a kitzva, there's a set amount of money, how much you have to pay for the doctor bill or for the medicine. Then we say, nisrapis miksubasa. Then she gets fed from, she gets healed from a ksuba, we have to take it off, her ksuba. But let's say Shein lo kitzva. Let's say she has a disease that's going to take a long time to be cured. There's no end to how much money you're going to have to spend for it. For a long time, she's going to have to spend money for the doctor bills or for the medicine. That's called Ein lo kitzva. There's no end to it. Harei kim zaynis. Then it has a locha. That's what she needs to keep on going. That they don't deduct it from her ksuba. But the locha of an aman is like this. If she asks, she wants a ksuba, then she doesn't get mezainis anymore. But if she's smart, she doesn't ask for a ksuba yet, but rather she waits and just collects a daily paycheck from the assignment to get her mezainis, and eventually later, whenever she wants, she'll ask for a ksuba. Say if the doctor bills or the medicine it has no end to it, it's considered like mezainis, that every day she gets her needs from the assignment. Omer Rabbi Yechon Rechonin says, also, hakozes dam, Beretz Yisrael, there used to be an Indian to let blood, like an operation just to let out blood. So when the people in Eretz Yisrael used to have hakozes hadam, letting out blood, kirefuah shein la kitzva. It's like a refuah shein la kitzva, because it happens very often, there's no end to it. So that's also called kimezainois, that she has the right to get fed from the assignment. So the Mora Maisa, kreva the Rabbi Yechonin. Rabbi Yechonin's mishpacha krevim relatives, Hevele Issas Abba. Now, as the Yisaimim came to Rabbi Yechonin and said they have a story with the wife of their father, that she's an Amona. They have the wife of their father. In other words, their father died, and they yashin their father, and now the widow was coming to them to collect her mezainos. It was a case that the widow got sick, and every day she had to pay her doctor bills. So she came to the Yisraelim to say, this is like my mezainis, I want you to pay the doctor bills now, pay me the money for my medicine. Is Osla came with Rabbi Yechonin. So his krovim, his relatives, came in front of Rabbi Yechonin and asked Rabbi Yechonin, what should we do? In other words, they want to get out of this. They don't want to keep on after paying the doctor bills. So they asked, what can we do? Is Omel Hus, Rabbi Yechonin gave them an eitz and said like this, Izilu koitzule midila reifa. Know what you do? Go make up a price with the doctor. Tell the doctor, I'm going to give you $100 now and take care of her. That's it. I don't want you to charge me daily for the work you do, but give me one set price you want for the whole case. That's what you do. And in other words, what? So then it's called, like Yesh Lo Kitzva, it's called the doctor bills, has an end to it. So if it has an end to it, it's not like mezainis. She does not have a right to collect it from the Yisaimim, but rather she has to be deducted from Aksuba. So Kitzur of Yechonin gave an Eitzah to his relatives, but it's ruining this Amona. So Omer Rabbi Yechonin then had Charotlek, and he said no. Yechonin said, Osinu Atzmenu Kiyochi Adayonim. He changed around and says, no, I'm making myself like a big Dayan. In other words, I'm making it easy for my relatives, but not for the lady, not for the Amona. Rashi says, Oyev Echon Nibaladinim. I'm taking sides, I like one side. Umatim Schiyasim, I'm finding credits for him. Ledayim V'orech Adayon Meschus Mikriyoch Adayon. It's not nice to do that. So he changed around, he didn't give this for Nates. And he said, no, rather still, go ahead and pay her every day what she needs. So Gemara says, Mikara my sover, Lepsleif my sover. Like, what did Rabbi Yechon hold at the beginning when he first gave his relatives this advice that they should win out? They should get one set price and they'll just deduct it from the ksuba. And at the end, when Rabbi Yechonin was chayza, what he held at the end? So Gemara says, Mikara at the beginning, sover he held. The pasuk says, from your own relatives, don't hold back. In other words, you have to always try and do the best you could for your own relatives. So first, Rabbi Yechonin saw his own relatives are coming to ask him an advice. So he went to give them a good advice, the way they won't have to pay the doctor bill every day, but rather get one set price and take it off the ksuba, so the relatives won't have to pay you. That's what he thought at the beginning. Well, if Saif served at the end, he held though, Adam Choshev Shani. No, it's not right. Yechad and Adam Choshev, it's not right still to play sides like to be nice to his relatives over this other lady. So therefore, Yad Charotah, he did not give a good Eitzah for the lady, for the Amona. Therefore, he didn't give this Eitzah. And rather, Lamaisa, since it's doctor bills, or medicine that schleps a long time, it's called like Ein Lo Kitzva, and therefore they had to pay her every day like Mizlainis. So at the Mishnah. The Gevait, like we had the Mishnah before, these are all Tanai Ksubis, that even though it's not written in the Ksuba, it's as if it's written in the Ksuba. Because Bezdin made these Takonis. Now another Takonah is Loi Kosev Lo. Let's say the husband did not write in the Ksuba. That Penin Dichrin Dihevi Lechiminoi. That means the sons, the male sons, that I have from you. A husband makes a tanai with his wife that when we're getting married now, any sons that we're going to have, inun yarson kesuk subasecha, your sons are going to yarshin the money for your suba, yeser al chukayin, diyamachoyin, more than the other brothers will yarshin, more than their chelik in the Yerusha. So even if the husband does not write this in the ksuba, chayiv, the husband still has to do this, shu tanai bezdin, because this is one of the tanoim of the bezdin, like we always had. It's called benin dichrin, ksubas benin dichrin. That means like this. Let's say a man had one wife and had a few children. His wife died and gave her a get. Now he gets married to a new wife. So his new wife, usually the case is when you get married, the wife brings in an adunya. She brings in a present. Her father gives her a present to give over to the husband. So now the father, though, is worried not to give such a big present because the father is afraid that maybe the wife will die. And then the husband yashins his wife. And the husband will keep the money. And Mafrat in the case where the husband had sons before already. So when the husband dies, who's going to yash in the presents? The other sons. So the father is not going to want to give such a good present to his daughter. So therefore the Rabbanu made a takana to say no. That we tell the father, you should know, your daughter's getting married now. And there's a tanai in the ksuba that only the sons that she has now from a husband, those sons are going to yash in the ksuba. The ksuba here means both the nedunya that she brings in a present to her husband. So when she dies, the present goes to her husband. But the halacha is when the husband dies, even though there are five sons there, three sons from another lady, and really all of them, she yashin their father's nechasim equally, the tanai ksubas know that the sons from her, they yashin, they get back to nedunya. They get the present that the father gave his daughter. Therefore, a father will feel secure to give a nice big present to his daughter, because he feels he'll never go out of the mishpacha. Even if she dies and her husband dies, it'll still stay to her children. So that's called this again. Again, the Mishnah says, "Lekosav lo benin dichrin." If he didn't write that our sons, the evelichim minor that you're going to have from me, or that I'm going to have from you, inon yarsin, they should yarsin inherit kesuk subasecha, the money of your ksuba. Now, ksubasecha means two things here. It means in the dunya, the present that she brings in, but it also means her ksuba, her 200 that she deserves to get. That also goes to her sons. Yeser al-chukoyin di'machuin. Her sons are going to get more of a chelik in Yerusha than the other sons. Even though midiraisa, there should be an equal share between all the sons, but the Rabbana made this takana that her sons yashin mu'ah. So even though they did not write this in the ksuba, still chayiv, the husband has to do this. Shu tanai bezdin, that's one of the tanai bezdins, even if it's not written, it's as if it's written. Right, another takana is binon nukvon, tiev luchiminoi. Then again, when the husband remarries, or even the first time he marries a lady, he says, you should know, the daughters that I'm going to have from you, ye have a yasvon bevesi, they should sit in my house. Oh, Mrs. Non Minichosai, like even after the husband dies, he writes in the ksuba that the daughter that I have from you, she's going to have a right to sit in my house like, and get mezoinis, get fed from my nechosim. There's the yorshim, the brothers, are going to have to support their sisters. And that's a tanai ksuba, because midiraisa nothing doing. Midiraisa, when the father dies, the sons yarshin all the nechosim, and the daughters get nothing. They have to go around collecting money. But a tanai ksuba is that the daughters, they're going to have a right to sit in my house, oh, Mrs. Nun, Minachosai, and they'll get their paycheck, their food, from my property. Ad tilokhun leguvrin, until they get married. So even if the husband did not write this in his wife's ksuba, the lochur is chayiv, he's still mechuyiv that his daughters get fed from his Yerusha. Shu tanai bezdin, that's also one of the tanai bezdin. Even if it's not written, it's as if it's written. Another tanai is, another takonah is that the husband writes to his wife that on the tzad the husband dies, so midiraisa the kids yashin, the mother gets nothing, she has to go collect money. But tonight ksuba is no, that on the tzad the husband dies, the yamonah then at you to yasva beisi, you can still sit in my house. Oh, Mrs. Norman Chosai, and you should get your paycheck, get your food from my property. Kol yimei megra monasecha. As long as you're sitting, you're in Amona, as long as you don't get married. The Beisi, as long as you're in Amona in my house, halacha is chayiv, still this chiyuv takes place, and the yoshim have to support their mother. Shu tanai bezdin, this is also a tanai bezdin. Now, kach hoyanshi Yerushalayim koisvin. In Yerushalayim, they used to write, this was a tanai ksuba, in Yerushalayim they used to do. Anshe golul, hoye koisvin kanshi Yerushalayim. Anshe golul also used to do like Yerushalayim. But anshe Yehuda, hoye koisvin, they used to write like this. They used to say this last tanai ksuba is not so poshut. The last tanai ksuba is that in the case the husband dies first, his almona, even though with your eyes, she gets nothing, the tanai ksuba is she has a right to get fed from the yoshim. And Yehuda, they said, no, it's up to the yoshim. The yoshim have right to say that Kaisen, those three, they'll support her, Archiyirtsu, Ayorshin, Litin Lachok Subasecha. Until the Yoshim decide to pay up Aksuba. Lefikach, therefore, Im Rotsu Yoshim Naisna Aksubasa, O Patronisa. Like if the Yoshim are smart, they'll just pay up Aksuba right now and say goodbye to her. They're not going to pay a paycheck, give her the Mazonis. But if the Yoshim don't want to pay the Aksuba now, in Ekonami, then even in Yehuda they agree that they have to feed the Amona from their Yerusha. But Yehuda is only in this punkt, he argues and says that if the Yoshim don't want to support their mother, but rather they want to pay her up the ksuba, they have a right to do that. So the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, Mifnei Mayes Kino Ksuba as Bona Dichrin. How come the Rabbona made such a takana that a man has to write to his wife that the sons I'm going to have from you, they're going to yashin your ksuba? For what purpose do we do this? So Gemara says, Kedei sheyikfeitz Adam, that a father should want to jump, v'yichtav levitoi kibnoi. He'll give over a big present to his daughter, just like he gives over to his son. Like a father feels secure to give something to his son, because he knows it's going to stay in his mishpacha. His son, his grandson, they'll yashin, he'll stay in the mishpacha, he feels happy to give a big present to his own son. Mashenka namol, to your own daughter, you feel she's getting married, and the husband will take over the money, so you don't want to give her such a big present. So in order to make a big present, they made this takana that the father will feel secure that even after the husband dies, still he knows the sons from his wife, from his daughter, they're going to yashin the big present in the dunya she brings into her husband. But is there anything? The Rachmano ma'bro liris brat alaytiris. With the rice of the locher is only sons yashin. Our daughters have no din yerusha. The Yoster Rabbanon of Masakni the Tiras Brata, and the Rabbanon made such a takana that the daughters should come and yashin. So even though it's not a real Yerusha from the daughters here, but what's happening is like it's like when the husband dies, not the Pshat and the Chosim goes straight to his sons, but rather we look as if the Nechosim goes back to his wife, the daughter, and she's giving it over to her sons. Is there such a thing like that a daughter yashins? Like why should the Rabbanon go and do it if it's against the Torah? Gemara says, not a panakasha. Hanami diraisu. There's also, like in the smach, there's also a posik that's mashrim with the rice also like this. The posik says, Chu noshim, take a wife, v'yalidu bonim avonis, have sons and daughters. And then, Chu lebnechem noshim, marry off your sons. V'yesponasechem tenula noshim. And then marry off your daughters. That's what the posik in Yirmiyahu says. So Bishleim Abonim V'yodikaimi. Bishleim is good with telling you marry off your son. It's good. Like make sure your son finds a wife. The son, the man, goes and gets a wife. So you have to make sure your son is going to go and get a wife. That's good. Elo Bantei, but your daughters, Mikaima B'yodei, is it up to you like to marry them off? Somebody has to want to come marry them. Like the daughters don't go to get married. Somebody has to come to marry them. So they have to sit home, and a man has to come to them. So what can the father do about that? So Mar says, "Al kamash malon." What the pasuk means to teach us is like this: that the nilbisha, you should dress your daughter very nicely, the nichsa and cover her nicely, the neisav lo midi and give her things. Ki hecho the kavtsi yalom, that people want to jump together. The yosu nasvulon, then men will come and marry her. So kitzah, this is the asmachta that a father should give his daughter a big nedunya, a big dowry. So therefore, if the father gives her a big present, she'll be easy to find chasanim. So therefore, it's not going up against the Torah. So avada midi rice avada still Yerusha goes to the sons of avada. So on your tanai ksuba here that her sons yashin her ksuba. The more of a yad kama, how much is nice to give a present to your daughter? How much should a father give in the dunya, give a present to his daughter that's getting married? One-tenth of nechasim, one-tenth of the father's property that you give off to his daughter when his daughter gets married. Not more, not less either. Rus says, let's say, Di'av Leiris, Di'av Leiris. Let's say by the Tanai Ksuba should only be the Yav. In other words, what the father gave to the daughter for a present to the dunya, that her son should yarshin. But the Baal, the Ksuba, the money that the husband has to give to his wife for Ksuba, that lo yarsi, maybe that they should not yarshin. Because the whole takona was that he wants the father to give a big present. So it's enough to say that her son's yashin, her present, but not that she'd also yashin special, her ksuba. So Mor says, if so, av nami mimni flekosif. No, still the father will feel bad about it. For some reason the father still will feel bad and won't want to give such a big present to his daughter. The Rashi says, what, the father will also be makpid upon his daughter. Achre shezeh makpid al shalai. Since he sees the way the husband is makbid not to give his ksuba to his sons, Melarish Lebnei Biti, his afani yemshech yodim al arbas l'nadunya. Therefore, we wanted to make sure the father should not have any kindness at all. Therefore, we say the loch is that her sons are going to yashin both her nadunya, her present, and her ksuba that she deserves to get from her husband. For the Marvi Eimo, let's say, Hecha de Kosevav. Licht of Baal. Maybe when we have this new Tanai, only when the father gave his daughter a big present, then does the husband's yashin even aksuba. But maybe hechod lekosavav, when the father did not give any present to his daughter, le licht of Baal, maybe then the husband's do not even have the right to yashin aksuba from a husband. And the Gemara le plug rabbanim, no, the rabbanim didn't make any difference. The Baal said, in all cases, there's such a Tanai aksuba that her son's Yashin Hoksuba, and her present that she received from her father. Now the Gemara says, Bas Bein Abonim, Nami Tiris, the Chura, why only do we say Bona Dichrin? Your sons, let's say they only had daughters. So why don't we write, whoever she has, if their sons, very good, but why don't we say also her daughters should also Yashin? And if the Gemara, Kenachle Shabi Rabbonim, Rabbonim made it like Yerusha, as if to say, like when she dies, so who yashin? Sons yashin. Therefore, only she has sons, not her daughters. Kanach Yerabon. Vomar Bas Bein Abon is Tiris. So the Sofa was good. If let's say she has a boy and she has a girl, we understand why only the boy yashins. But now the Kashra, let's say there are only daughters. There are no sons at all. Let's say the man had two daughters before, and now he has another two daughters from her. So why don't we have this takana also now, that her daughters should yashin more than the other daughters? The churabas bein abon is tirus. So Mor says leplug rabbonin. The bon didn't more make any leplug, no difference. Because they only made this takana where there are boys and not where there are girls. Because when there are only girls, since the other ones had sons, so then the locher is the sons always yashin. So even though there's a case now that there are only daughters involved, leplug rabbonin still left it that you only get. That you don't, she doesn't get, her daughters don't get special privilege. It's only when there's a son, not when there's a daughter.
What happens if the first ones are sons and she only has daughters?
Yeah, then there's not a new takana then for that. Then there's no new takana. For the Gemara of Etigbe Kimetautli, why don't we say Ksubas Bonadichrin? Why don't they even get that from a tautla, from utensils that the father leaves over? So Gemara answers, Ksuba Shabi Rabbonin. The Rabbonin made it like a Ksuba. Just like a Ksuba, you only collect from Mishabodim, here also they only made it from Karka, a crop of land, and not from a Tautlim. For the Gemara, Titra from Mishabdi, says, so why don't you collect from Mishabodim also? And the Gemara, Yarsan Tanan. Yarsan Tanan means what? He's going to Yarshan. What you're going to Yarshan means the Yerusha is only on what you have, Biyodai. Not something you're going to Mishabodim. Yerusha only means you only yashim what the father has right now. So yashim to mashmi yashim what the father owns, and not that you collect it from Mishabodim. Where it says, V'yema, let's say, Afagav deleker moisa diner. Why don't we say, even the case, let's say, if these sons are going to yashin their mother's ksuba, there's not going to be any money left over for the other sons to yashin. That's called hecha deleker moisa diner. There's not going to be an extra diner left over. But let's say the father left over a certain amount of money. And all the money, all the property left over is only enough to pay for the nadunya, the present that he received from his wife, that he has to give to these two sons. In such a case, we say these two sons don't get the Yerusha. All the sons then get it equally. But the Gemara, why? Eima afagav deleka moisadina. So the Gemara says, b'mokam dekomekro nachlo diyaraisa letkinu rabbonin. In such a case, you're going to tell me now, even though the father had sons from another wife, that means yaraisa, all the sons yashin equally. You're going to tell me in this case now, since there's only enough money left over to give the two sons from his last wife, so the other sons won't get anything, that's mamash called you being oiki, taking away the Yerusha the way it's supposed to be midiraisa. And that's why the Rabbanan didn't want to go. Havad Rabbanan only made this if there's enough money there for everybody to yashin something. The question, they're going to get more than the other ones, that's okay. But if there's only enough money to pay for this extra ksuba, and then the other sons won't get anything, that must Rabbanan did not want to do. Nothing more says, Rav Papa, Iyasek Le Lebrei. Rav Papa was marrying off his son, Be'Abba Surya, by his future Nechatonim, was Abba Surya. Is also the Mechtav Lok Subasa. So Rav Papa went to write the Ksuba, for that his son was writing for his daughter, for his wife. Is Shoma Yehuda Bam Reima. Shoma Yehuda Bam Reima heard about this. Is Nofak Osi came out. Is Chazila, he saw him. He saw a papa. Kimot lepischa, when he met him by his door, have a komifti minei. Yehuda wanted to go away, like Yehuda only came out to give shalom aleichem to a papa, and then he wanted to go away. Is omalei. So a papa told him, neyo mar badei, no, come inside with me. In other words, we're going to write the ksuba now. I want to make sure that my son gets a nice big present from his shver, because Abba Surya is going to be there. So like a papa's telling Yehuda, you come inside with me. Like as if to say, if there are more people there, most probably the more bigger present I'll give my son. So kids, so you come in with me to make sure that this Abba Surya gives a nice big present to his daughter.